Welcome to the Small Church Leadership Podcast, the podcast where we are helping the small church fulfill the big mission. My name is Brian, and I'm a fellow small church pastor in the trenches with you. Today, we have, as always, the other men of God in this room. Yes, I'm talking about you two, Joey and Colby. What's up, guys?
My life is dope, and I do dope things.
That's a soundtrack. I like
that
it,
is.
Sir. What about you there, Joe? How you
I'm
doing?
I'm blessed.
He's blessed. I like it.
That's a good soundtrack, too.
Yes, sir.
That's a good soundtrack.
Hey, we didn't plan on saying that.
We didn't. It was in stereo.
Yeah. So we are in this series we're going through right now on books that changed the game for us. If you haven't listened to our last episode, number one, may God have mercy on your soul. What is wrong with you? And number two, go back and check that out. Colby shared with us about the John Acuff book soundtracks, and he also gave a book to the first person that commented on our Facebook post. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, today's episode, we've got Joey coming in, and Joey has said he's going to go farther than Colby did, and he's actually going to give you his bank account information.
So you can put some money in it.
So when you see it, you'll feel sad for me.
That's right.
Because he can't afford to buy you a book, so maybe you'll do a GoFundMe or something
for him. GoFundMe, yeah. So here's the thing. Whenever you see red in your checkbook, that's for the blood of Jesus, baby. Come on, somebody. All right, so in today's episode, we're going to talk with Joey. He's going to share with us about a book that really changed the game for him. And here's really what this series is designed for. We want to be able to be a resource center where you can see some things that could potentially bless your life and your ministry and your marriage and all of that. And so we're talking about books because somebody once said leaders
are readers.
Now, when I'm in a particularly reading mood, I feel like I like that quote. But sometimes when I'm overwhelmed and I'm not reading, I hate that quote. So with that being said, today Joey's going to share with us about a book that literally changed his life. Joey, why don't you talk to us about that?
It's the Strong's Concordance. No, I'm just kidding.
Happy reading.
Happy reading. Yes.
I'm just kidding. It's Richard Foster's Celebration of Discipline.
That is such a classic. Such a classic.
And I brought my old book so the listeners could see it. And am I missing it?
I was wondering because you had two books sitting there, and I'm thinking, okay, he's talking about that book, but he's holding that book, but it's the same book.
It's the same book.
Okay.
I literally have an edition that is falling apart, but it's got all my notes in it.
Gotcha.
So that's why I have that both of them with me. I don't know why this one, but
he got that one when he was in college.
Yes.
And we weren't born yet.
Noah passed it down himself.
I was wondering why he had these tablets of stone with him today.
Being significantly older than the rest of us.
This book, as I begin to read it, I begin to understand not just the concept of the disciplines, but the how to put them into place.
Now, what are disciplines? Let's go ahead and get a good definition of that so people are with us here.
The disciplines are those things that help us grow and go deeper in Christ. The Christ, the spiritual life moves beyond the surface living into the depths of what Christ has.
So I've heard him explain this way, spiritual habits.
Yes.
So things like prayer, fasting, reading the word, corporate worship, all of these things that are spiritual habits that are referred to as disciplines. And one thing I love about Foster and Celebration of Discipline is his whole thing is like, we think discipline is a drudgery, and he wants us to celebrate the disciplines that draw us closer to God.
So, and that's typically what we think when we think about the disciplines, and because we don't like the word discipline.
Right.
I don't like it anyway.
So we tried to use softer words like habits.
Which
I didn't mean to point at you, but you said habits.
I mean, you're still pointing at me.
But that's exactly.
I mean,
normally when you point, you've got three fingers coming at you. I've got my hands extended.
That's that military point right there. Next is going to be a blade.
It is. Uh-huh. No, but we use softer words because we don't like, I mean, like.
Which one is it? Is it softer words or changing the soundtrack? I'm just changing the soundtrack.
You're using softer words because, and people in church, they do that because they'll use like sacred cow instead of idol. And that's something that is, this is a discipline, and I like to celebrate that discipline. Mm-hmm. So sorry,
I'm just changing.
Sorry to interrupt you,
man.
Brian.
I'm just changing my soundtrack, bro.
Well, keep going.
We've heard about the inner disciplines, meditation.
We haven't heard about it because you're not using your microphone.
Yeah. Inward disciplines, not innards.
Yeah, your innards. Let me tell you something out there in podcast land. You have no idea how interesting it is to try to tie a Pentecostal preacher to a microphone. It's like, man, it's crazy. All right.
I can't talk without my hands, and so my hands are moving. People are ducking, and inward disciplines. I mean,
he's hitting the mic.
He just hit himself with the mic. We've got to do this on video. We've got to get a YouTube channel. All right.
Meditation, prayer, fasting, study. As pastors, we do those things, but we generally do those things to get a message to preach, mm-hmm. not to really change us. And this is not doing it so that you can have something to tell somebody else. This is something what God is doing in you. Mm-hmm. And so that meditation of where I take that scripture and I'm not just reading it. I'm not just studying it to get information. I'm going, how does it apply to me? How can I live this scripture out today? And then prayer and fasting. Fasting is one that we neglect, and this is where I begin to put it into practice. To my shame, I haven't been practicing that in the last couple months, 6 months, year, like I should have. But it's when I begin to learn how do I start that? What am I going to face? What am I going to experience when I go through an extended fasting, and how can I maintain that? And so that gives you great information on that. But the part that really hit me was the outward disciplines, because I never practiced those before reading this book.
So the inward disciplines are personal, inward spiritual moments. And now, what are the outward disciplines?
They're things like simplicity.
Okay, unpack that a little bit.
Okay, so simplicity is, as I've moved...
Don't like that one.
No. For real. We don't, and especially in American culture, because more. Yeah, a success is the more that you have. It's the more toys that you...
The man who dies with the most toys wins.
Wins, yes. Yeah. And usually more means more complicated, more things to break down, more things to worry about, more things to fix. And so simplicity is, what's the simplest life we can live instead? And I don't like that because I just moved. And I moved in with my granddad so that I could help out the family, take care of him. He's 94 years old. He still gets around some, but we're helping the family out, and we made that move. And so all our stuff is in his back garage in storage. And as we were moving, and Brian helped me move, my wife went up in the attic, and we had about
9 million.
not quite half the truck loaded with all the furniture from the house, because we got one of the big ones. And she started handing down totes, and we literally filled up the rest of the truck with the totes that she handed out for the
Brian
attic.
Is that when you had to force Joey not to shut her up in the attic?
Yes.
No comment.
It kept coming out, and we got all this stuff that just sitting up there.
I just shut the trap door and said, you know what, honey, they can keep that stuff.
That's not simplicity.
Right.
And so going back, and this literally falling apart because I've read it so many times, mm-hmm. Dozen times.
I thought you pulled out the pages you didn't like.
No, they're all here, I think. But that simplicity, and I have to keep returning to these things.
Because
I get busy and I'll forget them. And so it's something I have to remind myself of. That's why I keep reading it, because I gotta come back to these things. And the one that really hit me probably the hardest is solitude.
Yeah.
And that solitude is, can I be satisfied when I'm alone with myself? Mm-hmm. And we've seen these typical of a teenager. They always got to have something going on. TV, music in the ear. They even sleeping with earbuds in with the music blasting because they got so much going on that they can't be still with themselves.
Yeah. I actually saw that there was a study that was done a few years ago by a group of people were put into a room. And they were connected with like these electrodes that would shock them. And there was a button. And they had to just sit in the room for 10 minutes or so in complete silence. And they weren't even told, like, they were told, they weren't told you don't have to do anything other than just this. Just sit in the room and be quiet. Oh, by the way, this is going to shock you if you push this button. And like the overwhelming majority of people kept hitting the button to shock themselves just because they're not comfortable being in a room for a little while by themselves.
That is awesome.
You would be shocked.
Can I hit the button? I would love to hit the button for other people. If you move, I'm hitting the button.
Give them a button where they think that it works, but really I'm on the other side of the glass.
I didn't touch the button.
So solitude is definitely a discipline that we need to be intentional about working on.
Yeah, I have to be intentional about that because I feel that all that space with stuff, I don't want to deal with an issue, so I come home and I watch TV. Mm.
No, I didn't come here to be attacked today.
Or I'll go back to my garage and work on something. Or Colby will do a video on smoking some kind of food.
Food.
Yes. Which your that picture of the blackberry cobbler that you sent that you were doing on the grill looked terrific.
Speaking of, he's sending us this Marco Polo message about how cobblers are his specialty now. I thought he was going to say, and tomorrow when we get together to do the podcast, I'm going to bring some cobbler for you guys.
And I hadn't seen it yet, so
but I didn't say that. I didn't say I was going to bring you any.
No, but we you assumed that you said
you assumed.
Every week we are gathering together and doing podcasts, and we're praying for one another.
This is Joey's time to talk about a book.
Stranger, a copy of the book, but won't give us cobbler. Joey gets extra time right now.
We didn't have any leftover. I'm sorry. There was no leftover cobbler.
As good as it looked,
oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. So solitude. Right? We got off track.
We do that sometimes.
We're giving him discipline right now. And I'm celebrating it. He's very much on track.
Solitude. Can I be alone with me, just me and God? Or do I got to be playing something else or doing something else?
Very, very important topic. And so I love whenever we're looking at these. So there are inward disciplines and then outward disciplines. And so now we're talking about the outward disciplines of solitude, simplicity. What are some other things here?
Submission. Do I have to force my will and everything?
Oh, no.
Or can I submit?
I'm leaving.
And part of that is silence. Can I sit and be silent? Or do I have to speak? Do I have to let my voice be heard, or my opinion be heard? Or
why are you looking at me right now?
I'm,
there's Kobe's in this room, too.
He's afraid of me.
And so that submission, and so we got the simplicity, we got the solitude, being alone with my own thoughts and my thoughts with God, and can I be happy doing that? That submission. Can I be quiet? Do I have to force my will, my opinion on people, or can I be silent and be submissive? And then the service. Can I give up myself to serve others without wanting something back? Because it hits it in this book, talking about true service versus self-righteous service. And man, that hit me hard as I begin to look at that. Because self-righteous service, if I'm going to serve the homeless downtown, and I'm taking blankets, and I go to one of them and go, "Hey, would you like a blanket?" "No, I'm fine. I got a blanket. I'm good." "What do you mean? I come all the way down here, and I brought you this blanket, and I brought you this food, and you're not going to take, after I did all this effort to come down here and serve you, and then you're not going to..." How ungrateful. That's self-righteous service. But if I can offer some service, and if they don't want it, they don't need it, I can go on to the next one and still be happy. That's true service. And, oh, my goodness. Yeah, am I serving to get something out of it? Or am I serving to glorify God?
Yeah. So I thought when Joey brought up Celebration of Discipline, because it's one of my favorite books, I was like, man, this is going to be so good. I can't wait to hear him talk about this. And now I just wish he'd be quiet.
now it's just been nothing but conviction the entire time,
man,
right?
My goodness. Which, again, books that change the game for us.
Let's try that submission and solitude port right now for the last 10 minutes.
Last 10 minutes.
We're going to do silence for the last 10 minutes.
They'll just hear us breathing.
I keep going back to the solitude because that's the one I had to work on the most. Can I sit and be in silence, because silence is part of that too, solitude, and allow God just to speak to me without having to explain myself?
That is so difficult to do. So difficult. Because we do like... we like noise.
Yeah, we do.
And I mean, I remember as a kid in class, a teacher had talked about this. And if you paid attention to this in any situation that you're in, if there's silence for more than a few seconds, somebody will cough, somebody will sneeze, somebody will slide a desk or a chair or something like that just to break the silence. And I find myself doing that too, is I'll do something to break the silence. I don't even write my sermon in silence. I've got something playing music in the background,
yeah.
So that it, and that way I've got something occupying my brain to keep it into a space that it needs to be in, and not, because if I just let my brain go, we're in trouble, and I have no idea what I'll preach on Sunday. So I gotta keep it focused in. So I use that music to keep it focused in. But we don't like silence because I think it's because we're afraid of what God will tell us. Mm-hmm. If we listen to him and we're obedient, we'll be afraid of what he's got to say.
And when I cannot be alone with me, just me and God, without as something else going on, it really is an indication that I got something I really need to stop and deal with that I haven't dealt with that is still going on in me. Maybe I know God needs to take me to the woodshed because I messed up.
And for me, I just have to have control. And as long as I'm talking, I control the narrative. I control the room. Like, look at how I do this podcast. So, you know, like I'm kind of the unofficial host, but I'm the guy who does all the talking because I'm going to control where we're going and how we're going. I do that with my prayer time. I do that with everything. And I'm just sitting here listening going, man, I've really got to work on this.
Yeah. I agree. You do. And same here though. I really do. Because, and that's been something that we've been working on. I mean, since we started the podcast, we've talked a lot of different topics, doing different things. And I think over the last several months of kind of coming around to working on those things that God has called us to work on.
Well, I have a servant's heart. So service kind of comes natural. I have to fight not to let it become self-righteous service, and it's true service. I'm not serving to get something out of it, even if it's that attaboy. You're so helpful. You're so good. So keeping it true service. I'm married, so I've learned submission.
That's two podcasts in a row, isn't it?
Yeah.
So solitude and simplicity is the hardest two here for me. Cause I like,
I'm here, gadgets, I like I'm here and stuff. He's, I'm here and he's got to sell some guns. So
Hey, don't, no, my that, wife no. might listen to this.
Give away is what I heard.
Oh, yes.
You gave a book away.
Yes.
Okay. So
he's got to give away a safe full.
Officially, Small Church Leadership, we are not giving weapons away to anyone. Maybe the sword of the Lord, maybe. But
that's okay. It.
But even if I look in my fishing poles, I usually grab three fishing poles when I go. But I got a rack full
but
of fishing poles.
You only got two arms.
Yeah. Son. I'm fishing with one, bass fishing with the other, and then I always throw one over with a worm or a minnow on it, and I always pick up something with that thing, kills him every time.
One on a bobber and the other one you're fishing with. Yep.
And then catch a bass on a bobber and go, what is it so hard about this? They bite anything. Oh, my. Yeah, I've been almost uninvited to the boat a few times. And that's bad when you're in the middle of the lake.
Uninvited while you're still on the boat. Yes.
Uh-huh. You have to get out here. And then you have the corporate disciplines.
Okay, so what are the – those are the ones you do with other people, like
the church? Yeah, the church. And you do with somebody else. The first eight you can do alone, you and God. The first eight you can do, you and God. Once you start, you need to involve other people.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I was confused there for a second. So if there's anybody else out there that's confused as well, you said there was eight. I took it as eight corporate, and I'm like, oh my goodness. I don't think we can keep up. But the eight are the four inward, the four outward,
mm-hmm.
and then there's four corporate?
There's four corporate that okay. we have to do with other people.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and like, I mean, obviously, like you can do prayer with other people.
Sure.
But like the way that the book is broken down is the corporate ones are definitely ones that you have to involve other people with.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do worship by yourself.
Right.
Yeah, and you need to from time to times is just put on that soundtrack and worship your way through something. But there's something that happens when our voices come together.
Yeah.
Now they make me worship in the back, so my voice can't blend with everybody else's. But when we lift our voice
the soundtrack,
together,
brother.
You've never heard
you're a good singer.
Well, we're dealing with, see, that's the difference we're dealing with.
Is it true?
The only person standing in your way. Okay. Is it true?
Is it true? Well, yeah, he is a bad singer. So it is true. So we'll move on.
It won't be kind to those who have to listen to me if you put me up front to say, but worship, there's something that happens when we lift our voices together as a group to magnify God.
Yes.
That's different than us doing it individually.
Yes.
Guidance. Sometimes you got to seek guidance, and we go, well, just pray and seek the Lord and read the word. Yeah, that's good. But sometimes you need to hear that other person. Have you ever come up with a good idea till you had talked to somebody else about it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Can I interject real quick for the northern pastors that are listening? Idea is idea.
Idea.
Yeah,
okay. Like, idea is spelled I-D-E-A. Idea. It's
like, wait a second. We're talking about bass fishing and now deer? What is going on?
Thank you for the interpretation.
Yes, of my just helping the northerner folks. As a northerner, I want to help the northerners. Yeah, so
you're a Midwesterner.
Same thing.
What I thought was a great plan in my mind, and as soon as I went to tell somebody, I said, "Never mind, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. That's ignorant. That's not going to work." I can see the logic in it because there's guidance, there's help in
in a multitude of counselors, there's safety.
Yes.
And here's something. If we would be honest, this is controlling Brian again. I want to make my own decisions without you telling me why it's a bad idea. In many cases,
yeah,
I've already made my mind up. Like, I talk with you, Joey, all the time about accountability. Sometimes I don't want accountability. Sometimes I just want forgiveness because I've made my mind up. I'm going to do the sin anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we do when we talk about guidance as a corporate discipline. What we're doing is we're opening our lives up and saying, you can hear from God and you have authority to speak to my situation and help me out here. And I think in America, we're so individualized. We don't like that.
Yeah. Right.
We don't like somebody coming up saying, hey, probably shouldn't do that because we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah. We've made up our mind. We don't want God. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's celebration. And that's, we just need to come together and celebrate together sometimes.
Yes.
Celebrate the wins. Celebrate what God is doing in our life. Remind ourselves that it's not as bad as we think when we had the bad soundtrack.
Yeah.
And celebration can help us, celebrating the wins, celebrating those things, celebrating the goodness of God, what He's doing in our life can help change the soundtrack.
Absolutely.
Too. And I left one to last because it's the one that I don't like this one. And that's confession. And I can come and confess my sins to God, absolutely, mm-hmm. And I need to do that. But there's something when we involve somebody else in what we have going on that we make ourselves, what Brian said, we're accountable in those things that we don't like and we don't want to do. But it's a gift that God has given us to confess our sins one to another, that we can help one another grow. And being able not only to give that confession, but be able to receive somebody else's confession without going, oh, I can't believe you did that, you know.
Or without trying to fix them.
Without trying to fix them, yeah.
And being able, I'm not good at that at all.
Being able, a Christian that can confess their sins and can be one that can receive people's confession without going in asking people to pray for the situation so you can share your gossip.
Okay, I'm out. You hurt my feelings, man.
I've been sitting here pretty silent for a while.
He's been practicing the silence.
Man, this is really like so much to take in. It's a lot. And I think that we just have to be cognizant of the reality that this is a lifelong process, this celebrating discipline here, this being intentional about these disciplines. Here's a question for you. Who would you recommend read Celebration of Discipline?
If you've accepted the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, I would recommend you read Disciplines.
Yeah, it's a classic that you're saying everybody needs to have.
I think that should be in every Christian's library.
Yeah. So, man.
It's in my library. It was on my bookshelf. When we were in my office, I pulled it off my bookshelf. And I don't think I ever read it. I know I had it for school. But I did one of them school reads. It was like, I just need to answer the questions. But now it's on my desk and it's going on the list to actually dig into and read more of.
All right. Since Colby has set the standard.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
Yeah,
don't set give the standard. In to peer pressure.
But since the celebration of discipline is not as much as your textbook that you're going to talk about,
I'm changing my book. And we'll see what's on sale on Amazon right now.
If you go and comment, I want to celebrate discipline. Then I will send. We'll try to get you information. And I'll send you a book. Since you said the example.
So here's what we're going to do. Every Monday, whenever our podcast comes out, we're going to share a post with the link for our podcast. So you're saying, Joey, that the first person to comment, "I want to celebrate discipline," is going to get a copy of Celebration of Discipline. It's going to get a copy of Discipline.
Especially if Kobe leaves me alone in his office now that I know where I can get a copy.
An unread copy of that.
That's fantastic. So that, man, you guys are being generous. And I tell you what, y'all ain't getting jack squat from me whenever I'm talking. Okay. So, man, that's really good, man. Joey, thank you for sharing with us. I know for me listening to this, that's one of my favorite books, The Celebration of Discipline. And I'm like, I got to get back into this, man.
Yep.
I remember my relationship with Jesus was at its most, I want to say pure, but pure is probably not accurate of a word. I encountered God by doing the disciplines, mm-hmm. and I want to do that again. Yeah. So thank you for sharing that with us, man. Kobe, why don't you share something special with the people?
Well, you can go out and just do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating. Yes, a 5-star rating. Wherever you get your podcast and share it. Don't just give us a rating. Actually share the podcast because you may already have one of these books and you have a friend that would love to have one of these books. So share the podcast with them and see what happens.
And you know, Joey, I think that the folks can find us if they go to Facebook and they go in their search bar. What should they type in, Joey?
Small Church Leadership.
That's right.
And we made it as easy as we could for him, didn't we?
Hey, man, this has been a good episode. Thank you for stepping on my toes for sure. And
absolutely.
Hopefully stepping on Colby's toes as well. I appreciate it.
I couldn't reach him. I was over here choking out my microphone.
Yeah, so if you guys hear like a bunch of like grasps and a bunch of that's Colby over here being angry because Joey's trying to step on our toes. So maybe we'll invite him back for the next one, Colby.
Maybe.
What do you think?
Maybe. I'm not bringing him cobbler.
No cobbler for him. No cobbler for you. All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening to the Small Church Leadership Podcast. Whenever we come back to the next one, we're going to be talking about interpreting the Bible. Ugh. So we'll see how well that goes over. So this is the Small Church Leadership Podcast, the podcast where we are prayerfully and hopefully helping the small church fulfill the big mission. I'm Brian.
I'm Joey.
And I'm Dope.
And I'm Colby.
And we'll see you next time, guys. Bye.